Hey, this is Speaking of Social Justice, and I know what you're thinking. Julie, your voice is so different, and that is because it is not Julie, it is Kaylee. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, and that's because it's quiet and it's cold, and that is because Saturday, June 21st, marks the shortest and coldest night of the year. So while many of us will be all curled up in bed, heaters on, blankets tucked in, many won't actually make it through the night. Every winter, rough sleepers die on Sydney streets, some from exposure, some from untreated illnesses, and some just simply from being forgotten. So this Saturday, we are gathering in Martin Place in the heart of Sydney to hold a memorial, to say their names, to honour lives lost in silence, and to confront the systemic cruelty that made their deaths inevitable. So let me tell you something that should definitely keep us all awake tonight and definitely tomorrow. People experiencing homelessness in Sydney are overrepresented in every mental health statistic. They're more likely to suffer from depression, psychosis, PTSD, stress, anxiety, and they're also more likely to be criminalized than supported. But like, why is that? Because our system isn't broken, but it was built that way. The numbers are painting us this damning picture, and they don't lie. So on any given night, over 122,000 people in Australia are homeless. In New South Wales alone, nearly 40% of rough sleepers report severe mental health concerns. And in Sydney, rough sleepers die decades earlier than the general population, decades earlier. Programs do exist, like HASI, the Housing and Accommodation Support Initiative, and they were designed to bridge this gap, but they're significantly underfunded and overstretched. Access is just like a postcode lottery, and many of the services people desperately need don't even enter the spaces where they are sleeping. We have so many empty buildings, and we have available treatment, and we have the money, we just don't have the political will. And homelessness isn't just about losing a house, it's about losing safety, losing your identity, losing your place in a society that keeps just walking past you. And when you add mental illness to this mix, we are talking about people being locked out of care, over-medicated without support, or even under-medicated, and discharged from psych wards who would go straight onto the street. Ask anyone sleeping rough in Sydney, you'll be more likely to be moved on than moved into safety. So this Saturday night, we are going to be lighting candles, and not just to mourn, but to make visible what society keeps hiding. We will read out the names of people who have died on South Sydney streets, names of people who have lived and struggled in our city, even names of people that you have probably walked past on your way to work. We will be in Martin Place, the public heart of Sydney, because visibility matters, because it is a moral failure to let people die in plain sight. And because every time we say, oh no, that's too complex, or no, that's a choice, or that's not my problem, we are being complicit in the problem. So if you're listening to this and feeling uncomfortable, good, you should be, because it's not about them, it's actually about every single one of us. And we are living in a city where real estate profits are more protected than people, a state that criminalizes rough sleeping but won't embed mental health services where they're needed, and a nation that spends billions on defense while people just die of cold just meters from Parliament House. So come to Martin Place this Saturday night. Bring your jacket, bring your grief, and bring your anger, and stand in solidarity with people who are sleeping rough. Stand for a city that stops pretending that this is too hard. Stand up for services that treat people like human beings. And stand for housing as a human right, because it is. Mental health care doesn't depend on your postcode, skin color, or bank balance, but at the moment it is. This winter, the real crisis isn't the cold, it's indifference. So join us in breaking it. I'll see you in Martin Place.